This week, New Orleans residents are remembering U.S. Army Specialist Jeremy Hines. Hines was driving a Bradley fighting vehicle in Iraq when a rocket-propelled grenade killed him. He was 25 years old. His friends in New Orleans recall a cheerful man who finally got his life together but will not get to live it. Susan Rosgen reports from member station WWNO.
In his Catholic high school, Jeremy Hines wasn't exactly the kind of guy you'd see on an Army recruiting poster. With his dyed blue hair and his Marilyn Manson t-shirts, a metal dog collar around his neck and his pierced tongue, Jeremy was truly an army of one.
Well, he went through a period where he liked to dress differently. I mean, he had a uniform, but, you know, he was into just an independent style.
Redeemer Seton High School principal Joan Johnson says Jeremy didn't get the best grades, but he was a good kid. All his teachers liked him. And though he wasn't much of an athlete, he played soccer for Coach David Crow.
There was one time when he accidentally scored a goal for the other team. But he was trying his best to block the ball, and just his feet got tangled up, and he just accidentally kicked it in for the other team. So, you know, kids would kind of, you know, tease him about his maybe lack of soccer skills, but he just gave it 100%, and I enjoyed having him on the team. He was a pleasure.
After high school, Jeremy drifted. He didn't have the ambition to go to college, and he went from job to job. His coach and his friends suggested the military, and after 9/11, Jeremy signed up. That's when his parents put his Army picture under the painting of the Virgin Mary in their living room, and they started flying two flags beside the front door, Old Glory and the Yellow Shield and Black Horse of the Army's 1st Cavalry, Jeremy's unit. The kid who had always stuck out had found a place to fit in. He met his wife in the Army at Fort Hood, and they were both stationed in Baghdad. They wanted to make their home in New Orleans when they got out next year, but then his parents got the news that Jeremy had died.
That's my child. That's my baby. I mean, he was a grown man. He was 25 years old, but it doesn't matter how old they are. You know, that's your baby.
Brenda Jobin and Jeremy's stepfather, Henry, are still coming to grips with their loss.
It's like a total nightmare. I keep waiting for them to come back, and they made a mistake. But it's not going to happen. He did make me proud, though.
Jeremy made other people proud, too. After he joined the Army, he went back to see Coach Crow, and the freaky-looking kid with the blue hair was long gone.
Well, I had to do a double take because I think it made a drastic change in him for the better. Just seemed to be developing into a really good, upstanding, fine, respectable adult.
Jeremy Hines got sent to Iraq in March and was dead by the 4th of July. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen in New Orleans.